Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
You're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 587. I'm Amy Matheny, and hey, I'm doing a little traveling. I'm putting this interview in the can, as we say, meaning I'm recording this, and then I'm heading off to Provincetown in New England. I'm doing a little traveling myself, and so I'll have more to tell you about that in upcoming weeks. But you know, I feel like we're eking out the last of our travel months kind of with the summertime, but it's not true. Like, I actually hate to leave Chicago in the summer because it's our best months of the year. But what about those months when, well, hopefully we are never again having a polar vortex? We may have cold weather. They may call it something else. We will definitely have cold weather and they will call it something else. But I know if you're like me, last year was pretty brutal, and it's really made me think about I need to make some planned escapes from Chicago and the Midwest and give myself a new lease on life, a little vitamin D, a little breath of fresh air and sunshine. And in making those plans, I'm so grateful that I've gotten to know someone this past year, a new colleague, Andre Roya, who is the marketing manager for Curaçao's tourism board, is on the show with me today. I got to know Andre through some friends at American Airlines who connected Curaçao as our travel partner for Windy City Gay Idol this year. And I'm so grateful that that partnership happened, because not only are we sending in the next year a number of our winners and the audience at semifinals and finals to Curaçao, but it's really making me think that that's my next trip. My next trip this winter, I hope, will be to Curaçao. And also, we're trying to cover it. Windy City Times try to cover the island as well. Because it's a unique destination and a place that is for sure should be at the top of the list as an LGBT person if you're wanting to travel to an island, a warm destination, a beach destination, or a Caribbean destination. And there's so many reasons you might want to travel by yourself or in a couple for a romantic getaway or with friends or for a wedding, perhaps. So many reasons to want to get away from the Midwest in the months ahead. So, plus, if you love exploring gay pride in different cities and different towns around the world, Curaçao has a gay pride coming up here in just about a month. September 24th through 28th is Curaçao Gay Pride. And so that's also a wonderful time to go where other LGBT people all gather. And if you enjoy being around something where there are events and activities all organized around the LGBT community. Or you may be on a cruise and the cruise is going to port in Curaçao and you just want to know a little more about the island. So I'm very excited. I'm going to go do some traveling the opposite direction, but you know, I'm always dreaming of that next vacation. I love to travel, and Curacao is on my short list now, and after this interview, I think it will be on your short list as well. Eke out those last weeks of summer. We are heading into Labor Day weekend pretty soon, and lots happening here in Chicago in the upcoming weeks. So, Mitchell and I'll be talking about some of those. But sit back. I'm going to take you to an island, or let you dream a little bit about the island of Curacao today, and scheme and dream and just languish in what could be if Curacao is your next trip. So also we've got LGBT news going on. Theater scene is about to pick up way big time starting in September, when really many of the theater companies around town kick it into high gear. So what's going on in the theater scene and much, much more. So we'll be back. Oof, I'm starting to dream. Are you?
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News.
In a stunner, gay-friendly Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie lost badly in a Democratic primary. Abercrombie had name recognition, history, a 10-to-1 spending advantage, and President Obama's endorsement, and still lost 67-32% to Senator Dave Eige. Abercrombie became the state's first incumbent governor to fall in a primary and only the second to fail to secure re-election. In January, Abercrombie signed a bill legalizing same-sex marriage.
Tennessee State Senator Stacey Campfield, author of the infamous Don't Say Gay bill that would have prohibited any mention of homosexuality in the state's public schools through eighth grade, also lost his primary. Campfield lost his Republican primary to Richard Briggs, a Knox County commissioner and cardiac surgeon who served as an Army doctor in the first Iraq War, 67% to 28%. Campfield, a state legislator since 2004, gained national notoriety with the Don't Say Gay bill, which he introduced twice.
A judge in Tennessee as well broke a streak of successful rulings across the country in the past year in favor of same-sex marriage. State Circuit Court Judge Russell Simmons Jr. ruled the state's ban on recognizing same-sex marriages does not violate the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Simmons said that the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Windsor, which invalidated part of DOMA, did not apply to his case, in part because that case only dealt with marriage in connection with federal law.
A study has shown that black men who have sex with men are more likely to report problems with broken or improperly used condoms, putting them at higher risk of contracting or transmitting HIV. About 40% of black men who reported having sex with men within the past 3 months said their condoms broke or weren't used correctly, compared to about a third of white men who had sex with men. The study from Emory University in Atlanta concludes that black MSMs are about 6 times more likely to be diagnosed with an HIV infection than their white counterparts.
In Tampa, Florida, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church informed the family of Julian Evans, 42, that a funeral for him could not be held because Evans was married to another man. New Hope noticed Evans's obituary, which named Kendall Capers as the surviving husband. Evans' family members were devastated by the news, with his mother too upset to speak to reporters on the phone. The couple was recently married in Maryland and had been together for 17 years.
The Princeton Review released its annual list of the best 379 colleges, ranking California's Stanford University as the most LGBT-friendly college in the nation. The annual survey asked 130,000 students at 379 top colleges to rate their schools on dozens of topics and report on their experiences at them. Other schools in the list of the 20 most LGBT-friendly colleges and university in the U.S. include Oberlin College, Warren Wilson College in Asheville, North Carolina, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Vassar College, and Yale.
And the Princeton Review also listed its 20 most LGBT unfriendly schools. College of the Ozarks, Point Lookout, Missouri, topped a list that is largely a repeat of last year. Others include Wheaton College in Wheaton, Illinois, Brigham Young University, Provo, Utah, the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, Hampden-Sydney College, Hampden-Sydney, Virginia, and the University of Notre Dame in Notre Dame, Indiana.
The MacAIDS Fund just released findings from its study on teen attitudes toward HIV and AIDS, and the results are more than a little alarming to some. 88% of U.S. teens think they aren't at risk of getting HIV, even though 60% of these sexually active teenagers surveyed said they've had sex at least once without a condom. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, there are 20 million new cases of sexually transmitted infection in the United States every year.
Adam Joseph, a weatherman at Philadelphia's ABC affiliate, came out of the closet in announcing the birth of his son, Jacob. On Facebook, Joseph stated, "I am ecstatic to introduce Jacob, the newest love of our lives. My partner Carl and I welcomed him to the world on August 5th at 1:41 a.m. Joseph's employer, WPVI-TV, shared the news on its website and broadcasts.
In world news, a lesbian couple from Russia married in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and wants asylum there to escape Russia's homophobic laws. The couple, Marina Miranova, 38, and Oksana Tamofieva, 36, wore matching outfits at their marriage ceremony in Buenos Aires City Civil Registry on July 15th. The couple said living in Russia as a lesbian couple in the midst of increasing hostility toward the LGBTI community made them fear for their safety and the safety of their 16-year-old son.
Hundreds of Ugandan LGBT people and their supporters held a gay pride parade on a beach in the lakeside town of Entebbe. The parade is their first public event since a Ugandan court invalidated a publicly criticized anti-gay law. Many marchers wore masks, signaling they did not want to be publicly identified in a country where homosexuals face discrimination. Others waved rainbow flags as they danced on a beach.
One of the people who has died from the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone was Dr. Sheikh Kumar Khan, who worked for AIDS Health Foundation. Khan was praised for treating patients who contracted the disease in the outbreak that has led to deaths of more than 670 people. The Ebola outbreak is slated to be the largest in history, with deaths having been linked to the disease in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. Khan was 39.
Israel says it will not allow Jews to immigrate to Israel with their non-Jewish same-sex spouses. Israeli Interior Minister Gideon Saar told immigration authorities not to differentiate between married gay and straight couples. Israel does not permit gays to marry in the country, but recognizes same-sex marriages if they were performed legally abroad.
In entertainment news, groundbreaking comic Robin Williams, 63, was found dead of an apparent suicide. The comic, who was fighting depression, was heralded as one of the best comics of all time by friends, colleagues, and fans. Williams was a star of stand-up stage, TV, and movies, and he was unafraid to take on a wide range of characters, including performing as a gay man in 1996's The Birdcage opposite Nathan Lane, as the owner of a South Beach bar featuring female impersonators. In one of his best-known roles, he also played a cross-dressing nanny in 1993's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Also, Robin Williams has four films slated for release in 2014 and 15. He reprises his role as Teddy Roosevelt in Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. Stars in the indie comedy Merry Friggin' Christmas with Candace Bergen and Joel McHale. Also, he voices Dennis the Dog in Absolutely Anything and plays a man married to a woman who discovers he's gay in Dito Montiel's movie Boulevard. Boulevard has yet to find a distributor.
Patti LaBelle is joining the cast of American Horror Story Freak Show, playing a townsperson who begins to unravel the murderous secrets of Twisty, the clown killer, and the mother of Gabourey Sidibe's character. LaBelle is just the latest newcomer to the series, joining fellow AHS newbies Michael Chiklis and Wes Bentley of American Beauty fame. Freak Show will be set in Jupiter, Florida in 1950, with Jessica Lange playing the German owner of the last circus sideshow in the United States. The season's premiere is slated to air in October.
Actress Lauren Bacall, the husky-voiced Hollywood icon known for her sultry sensuality, died August 12th at the age of 89. Robert DeClercq, co-managing partner of the Humphrey Bogart Estate, said Bacall died in New York. Bacall started to experience international fame in 1944 with her first film, To Have and Have Not, which she made with future husband Humphrey Bogart. Bacall won two Tony Awards for her roles in the Broadway musicals Applause and Woman of the Year, and an honorary Oscar. Also, she was nominated for three Emmy Awards.
Beyonce will play a major role in this year's MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday, August 24th. The irreplaceable singer is set to be honored with the 2014 Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award and is also slated to perform. Past recipients of the award include Madonna, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, the Beastie Boys, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Jackson himself. In addition, Beyonce is up for eight other awards, including Video of the Year, Best Female Video, and Best Choreography.
And Michael Sam has played his first NFL game. The league's first openly gay player got an extended look as defensive end in the St. Louis Rams preseason opener, a 26-24 loss to the New Orleans Saints. Sam registered one tackle and one quarterback hit, later saying with some confidence, you know, I can play in this league.
And that's the Week in News brought to you by Windy City Times.
He calls a singer, goes on singing like a song is her best friend.
Hi, this is Linda Etter, and you're listening to Windy City Queercast.
Here's the rainbow.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of August 18th, 2014, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Through comedy, songs, and plenty of honest storytelling, one man takes audiences on a hilarious autobiographical journey through the chemical highs, devastating lows, and ultimately, redemption from his drug-addled, sex-crazed life. Join About-Face Theater in association with Justin Brill as they present Mastacular, written and performed by Stephen Strafford. Playing August 21st through September 28th at Theater Wit. Tickets at aboutfacetheater.org.
Many consider Terrence McNally the greatest gay playwright of his generation. In Some Men, McNally presents snapshots and characters from the 1920s through today that are hilarious and heartbreaking. Some Men, presented by Pride Films and Plays, runs through September 13th. For tickets to Some Men, visit brownpapertickets.com or pridefilmsandplays.com for more information.
Make it a summer to remember at River Edge Park in Aurora. Don't miss country superstar Jennifer Nettles, lead vocalist of Sugarland, in concert with the Indigo Girls and Brandi Clark, all on stage August 29th. Tickets at RiverEdgeAurora.com. That's RiverEdgeAurora.com. River Edge Park in Aurora makes this a summer to remember. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hello, Deb Pierce here, letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you. So go ahead. You know you want to. Post a comment.
it is summertime here in the Midwest, and it's been a chillier summer than we're used to. Now is the perfect time to plan that vacation to warmer destinations for our very long winter ahead. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you know that if you live in the Midwest, we need places to escape, and we like places that are LGBT friendly and fun and diverse with a lot for us to do, no matter what we might enjoy doing while we're on vacation. Named one of 2013's best islands in the Caribbean by Con Nast, Curaçao offers so much for the LGBT traveler, and here to talk with me about Curaçao is a new friend of mine and colleague, Andre Roher. He is the marketing manager for the Curaçao Tourism Board of North America, and I'm thrilled to have him on the show. Hey, Andre, how are you?
Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm good. We got to meet face-to-face. You came to Chicago. Of course, you waited until late June because you're a smart man. But Curaçao was one of our travel partners on our big Windy City Gay Idol competition this year with American Airlines. And you decided to come up and check us out and see the big finals. What did you think of the big final concert and competition of Gay Idol?
Well, it was one of my first events of this nature going, and I went to many gay events and parties before, but it was so unique, and I have to tell you, Chicago has some talent.
Yeah.
Chicago definitely has some talent. I was very, very, very pleased and thrilled to be there, and it was really nice, actually. I totally entertained myself.
Yeah, it was a really good show, right? I mean, you're kind of surprised that there are that many people who have such great voices and are such great performers in one city.
It was a tough competition for sure.
It was a tough competition. Was that your first time to Chicago, or have you been here before?
Oh no! I'm every couple of months there, and it's one of our favorite cities. It's a beautiful city, very walkable, nice people, a lot of attractions and things to do. So yeah, I look forward to come back. I go after winter, but
yeah.
I've been through winter too. That's a fierce winter. I mean, I come from the Caribbean, and I'm not built for that, you know? But
no.
Still, it's so beautiful among all the snow and cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's novel for you to come to Chicago and see snow. It's novel for us to go somewhere in the winter that's beautiful and sunny and warm. And as I said, as members of the LGBT community, it's really important for us to know where we're traveling to and how comfortable we will be or how out and open we can be. Tell everybody, where is Curaçao in the Caribbean?
Well, that's a great question. You know, a lot of people, you know, they're like, Curaçao, I've heard it somewhere, but where is it located? Well, Curaçao, I'm not sure if everybody know, we are among the ABC Islands. So if you're traveling 2.5 hours down from Miami, south of the coast of Venezuela, there are a couple of islands that looks like paradise over there. And if when you arrive Curaçao, you feel like you're in Europe, mm-hmm. because it belongs to the Dutch kingdom still. So you arrive at this beautiful island, which has over 40 beaches. Can you imagine beautiful, small island? I mean, I never look at weather because there is no reason to look at weather. You know, so when I was in Chicago, I was like, I hope I took the right clothes with me.
Right.
So the weather is very constant. It's about 88, 87 degrees year round.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get hurricanes at all. So the weather is very stable. The beaches are white, sandy, and the water, by the way, is warm.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just take off your clothes and just walk right into it.
Oh, my.
And it's an island that I've born in the island. So uh-huh. and I go back and forth every month. So you can imagine, you know, being on an island which has 40 beaches, 60 dive locations. And the interesting part is, it belongs to the Dutch kingdom, so it looks a bit like Amsterdam for the ones who's been to Amsterdam, but it's much more colorful, a lot of history, a lot of great culture, you know, like rich culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the downtown is part of UNESCO World Heritage Site. So it's a walking museum among 600 historic buildings.
Wow.
And let me tell you, there is much more that I can tell you about.
So is there a central part of the island? Is there a central township or where you say all of those hundreds of buildings are? Because that sounds so much more populated than a lot of smaller islands we would think about in the Caribbean. That sounds like there's a rich town area out that you can visit besides also being on the beach.
Yeah, the capital is called Willemstad. Willemstad, it's a Dutch name. It's right in the center of the island. Mm-hmm. And it's divided by two, by a beautiful canal like they have in Amsterdam. But if when you are in the city, you feel like you are still in a Caribbean island, but with a European flair. So there are restaurants, there are bars, you can have, you know, drinks like the terraces outside. There is music, there is happy hour. It's a very lively island in the Caribbean. Don't expect to arrive like a big city like, you know, Chicago or Amsterdam and so forth. So it's about shorts and slippers. Mm-hmm. It's about having fun, feeling at leisure, you know, and the great weather, of course, doesn't miss.
What languages are spoken there, Andre? You say it's Dutch. Does it mean is Dutch a primary language?
No, actually, no. Everybody speaks four languages on the island.
Wow.
Exactly. So we speak ook Nederlands. So that's Dutch. Everybody speaks Dutch. Everybody speaks English. También hablamos español. So everybody speaks Spanish on the island. And we have our own and native language called Papiamento.
Mm-hmm.
Papiamento means speaking. It's a language that consists of seven different languages in one. Can you imagine?
Wow. Does it sound like some other language? Is it akin to another type of language?
It has heavy Spanish, it has African in it, it has Portuguese, it has French, it has Dutch. So, si mi papa papamento, mi no saco puta comprender, pero that's what I say. If I speak papamento, I'm not sure if you understand.
I understood the word understand. That's the only word I understood.
But if you speak like Italian, Portuguese, Spanish, mm-hmm. you can easily pick out some words.
That is so interesting. So I would imagine that then those cultures that you mentioned, Spanish-speaking culture, Dutch, obviously the island, and then what was the other language you said? Spanish, Italian.
Within the language?
Yeah, there was a fourth, and I missed it. But within those four, I would imagine that has great influences on the food and the restaurants that are there, as well as, you know, music and clubs and dancing. So is there a lot of diversity of both?
Absolutely. You speak like someone who's been there.
I haven't. I'm coming, Andre. Are you seeing how I'm planning? I'm scheming.
Yeah, we have to work on that. Well, you can open the menus and you can spot Dutch items, menu items. You can spot a local item, like our local dishes on the island. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, we are on an island. So there is a lot of seafood and fresh fish. And speaking about fresh, I mean, you can go to places and eat with local fishermen.
Mm.
That's how fresh it can be. I don't think you can beat that anywhere else.
Mm.
Goat meat is a specialty on the island. A lot of, fresh vegetables and so forth. So it's a quite healthy food, I have to tell you,
mm-hmm.
but also very rich and heavy food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And is a lot grown and a lot of the food is grown on the island or?
No, actually, because the island is a relatively dry island.
Yep.
It's a tropical Caribbean island. Majority of the produce is brought in from South America, mainly Venezuela and Colombia.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
But due to the proximity, it's very, very close.
I bet.
We have small boats coming from Venezuela, and they all park in the middle of downtown. Can you imagine? We call it our floating market.
That's fabulous.
You can walk along the boats and buy vegetables and produce over there and fresh fish.
Wow. Now, is Curaçao on the cruise path? I mean, do cruise ships stop in Curaçao?
Yes, we do have a couple. We even have gay and lesbian cruises who visit Curaçao, calling them their favorite port.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Well,
and it's a big party when they come to Curaçao.
No, so that's a great segue. So, you know, there are some islands that are not as comfortable or open for us as LGBT travelers, but that's not the case for Curaçao. Talk to me about the LGBT community in Curaçao and what is available and how an LGBT traveler would feel coming to your island.
Yeah, what I can tell you is, I mean, the Caribbean as a whole is over almost 40 islands. You have the Spanish Caribbean, you have the French Caribbean, you have the Dutch Caribbean, you know, and the English British Caribbean. So you can take Caribbean as a whole because it's so many islands, but each and every one is very different.
Mm-hmm.
And each of everyone has its own culture, you know, history and an influence. Being Dutch island, I mean the gays, you know, it can't get more gay than that. The Dutch.
That's right. The Dutch had same-sex marriage before anyone and have had open LGBT leaders. So, exactly. I mean, you are really the pioneers. This is
very progressive.
Very progressive.
And so that brought along also a lot of their influence to their islands.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it's not something, a topic of discussion. It's not something that will raise an eyebrow. You know, so it's something that is more ingrained within the community, the acceptance level, the all welcoming as atmosphere. That allows us also to have openly pride parties on the island.
Mm-hmm.
We have gay bars on the island. Of course, you know, not to be compared with New York City and the Chicago's, but hey, you're on an island, you know.
Yeah.
You're among the locals. That's great. There is not a jam-packed touristy crowd. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I you don't want to be next to your old-school girlfriend, you know,
on
the beach.
Right.
Exactly. So you are among the locals. You feel very free. It's an island you go to discover and learn more about the destination. Yes.
What I love about what you're saying is it means that there doesn't have to be an isolated LGBT place, but you can just be who you are and be anywhere on the island. I mean that it's just accepted and it's a non-issue, which I think is the most freeing way to go on a vacation, because many people listening to this podcast, you know, may not live in a community. Even if they live in Illinois, they may not live, and they live close to Chicago, they may not live in Chicago, and they don't live in a community where they can be as out or free. So, you know, when we go on vacation, I know for myself, you know, ever since I came out, I've always wanted to go somewhere where I felt like I could relax, I could escape, I could be myself. I'm not really interested in going in some place where I need to go hide or hide out as being a lesbian. So it's nice to be able to, that Curaçao is an opportunity for people who live in cities where, yes, you can live out and proud, and a great opportunity for people who maybe live in smaller communities to go and experience a week or so living very free and living very out, when maybe you don't get to do that in your workplace in the States or in your community.
Exactly. On the island, there is a slogan, a very popular one, called Biba Ilaga Biba. You can ask anyone on the island what it means. Biba Ilaga Biba means we live and let live.
Mm.
So it's a non-issue, whatever you are, whatever you want to do, who you want to be with, we live and let live.
Mm.
And that's a very popular slogan that everybody carries. Oh, they say, oh, Biba Ilaga Biba.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, very, very a common word.
So I guess I have to ask, is marijuana legal in Curaçao?
It's not legal, no. It's not legal like the Netherlands.
Okay, not like the Netherlands. No. But
it's
obviously...
Not thing, you cannot find it. But
right.
It's not
right.
Legal.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's an island. I mean, you're going to find it. I just kind of thought, oh, well, maybe it's just really legal there like it is in Amsterdam. So the nightlife there, what I'm hearing you say is that it's locals mixed with people on vacation, that it's everyone is all together. It sounds like the nightlife scene on the island.
Yes, definitely smaller compared to other cities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can tell, it's also very mixed. So you go to all the places on the island, and you can spot the gay community. So having exclusive bars for gay and lesbian is sometimes even redundant because it's not everywhere. You know, you can go to the hotter spots, and I kind of mention a couple like Saint-Tropez, like Mambo Beach, like Wet n Wild, like Omundo, and so forth. And it's very, very mixed, and that makes it great. I mean, because you want to be among the local community. You don't want to be among tourists.
Yeah.
You know?
No. So I don't. I can tell you I don't.
So it's a very nice mixed environment.
Yeah. It sounds like, too, I mean, I've been to different Caribbean islands, and I've never been to Curacao. Andre and I are working on that. Sometimes, you know, I don't feel as much culture in a specific island here or there. And what I really hear, and I'm very intrigued by, is because of the European influence, because of the African influence, because of the language of the island itself, that, you know, there is a real rich cultural because I like to go investigate places and find out, like, where do the locals do this? Like, where would the locals tell you of the 40 beaches is one beach that you might not hear about, but you want to go to? Or this little place where this guy makes the best fish that was just caught that day. Like, I seek those kind of places out when I'm on vacation. So I kind of want you to tell me right now, Andre, like five things if I came to Curacao that you would want, like a beach you'd want me to see or a restaurant you'd really, this is your opportunity to give a little shout out to some places, but just to give me a little overview of like five things you would tell me to do or places you'd tell me to go.
Okay, so start imagining being on a Caribbean island, so an island in the Caribbean that is between North America and South America, that belongs to a European country that speaks four languages. Mm. So how much richer in culture can you get?
That's
you
right.
Know, that's number one. We have a very deep slave history on the island as well. So all those are pillars of heritage that we pay homage at, and that can you also spot on the island. Mm. We have plantation houses where the slave owners used to live, which now are restaurants and museums. Mm. You can go to museums and see the actual ships to where they brought slaves in to the island and all the artifacts. So, you know, it's more than a place that you will not go and lay on the beach and wait for the happy hour.
Right.
It's a place that you go and learn and experience and come back enriched with knowing much more about the world's history and culture than you know. Not to forget, we have festivals on the island year-round. There's music festivals, there are events, there are pride celebrations and parties, and cuisine is something that is my favorite topic to speak about, because you won't see it at me, but boy, we can eat. We take eating serious. And there is, for instance, a place you go in the middle of downtown. It's called Marche. Marche is a place you go, and what you find there is purely local food. They don't cook on gas or electric. They cook on coal. They arrive at 2:00 in the morning, and they cook from scratch. And you have to be there at noon, otherwise it's going to be gone. It will be for around $6-7 a plate that they have to roll you out of there. So much. It's rich food. It's flavored. It's a lot. It speaks to culture within that plate itself.
Mm-hmm,
So that's my key points of the island. You know, the history, the culture, the cuisine, and of course, you know, the relaxation, the beaches. The snorkeling, I mean, the water it's warm, and the diving is colorful. So that will be my main takeaways you know, the Caribbean island of Curacao.
Are there beaches that are considered like, this is the gay beach, or this is the nude beach, or this is the special secret beach that people don't know about? Do they have a beach like that that is really special?
We don't have themed beaches, you know. There have been talks about it, but again, only they can say we have a Dutch heritage.
Yeah.
So, topless will not be the biggest problem of the world.
Yeah.
And it is very much tolerant and all welcoming.
And it sounds like there are some really amazing, which we'll have linked in our show notes, for those people who do like to dive, that there are some pretty amazing and awesome diving excursion opportunities. If you do like to dive, you can, you know, plan an entire trip for diving and outdoor adventure. And if you're an outdoor adventurist, you can do the diving and the, you know, and more of the outdoor type of sports on the island as well, which was super, super, super cool. So easy to get there through Miami. I mean, how long is the flight from Miami? Most people fly through Miami, I guess.
Exactly. It's only two and a half hours from Miami going south. We have American Airlines flying twice daily from Miami to Curacao, and also our local carrier called Insular. So the majority of the connections will have to go through Miami, because that is where you have more frequency to the island.
Right.
And before you know, you're there.
Yeah. And there's you're throwing Gay Pride this year on my birthday. September 24th through September 28th is Curacao Gay Pride. So if you want to plan a quick trip, that's one that's coming right on up. But also, as you said, Andre, it's the weather is the same 12 months out of the year. So when we really need an escape, if you're listening to this podcast and you live in a climate that has some pretty intense winters, which I know many of our listeners do, you know, October through April are all going to be delicious months as well to be on the island.
Exactly. And the information you can always find on CuracaoPride.com.
Oh, CuracaoPride.com too. Oh, yeah. Good. We'll link that as well. And that will keep our LGBT travelers aware. But I just love that my takeaway from this is that really, you know, we are just a part of the island. And I love the motto of live and let live, that you don't have to be segregated and find like what's the gay hotel or the gay club or this is a gay owned restaurant. Doesn't mean that there might not be a hotel that's gay owned or a restaurant or, you know.
There are, yes.
And I'm sure there are, because I'm sure an environment like that would encourage lots of LGBT people to go and live and start businesses and all of that. But it just means we have lots of options on the island and ways in which to plan a vacation. Your Curacao.com website is, I guess, a great resource from the tourism board to explore and gather information when planning a trip. There's also an option on that site of how to plan your vacation, which now after I've talked to you this much about Curacao, I'm going to start planning mine. I want to go eat with you. This is what I can tell you. You're a very thin man, though, so I'm like, he doesn't look like he eats as much as he's talking about, but I believe you. I believe you.
But if you're living on the island, you don't only eat a lot, but you also be moving much more.
Remember,
you will be diving, you will be snorkeling, you will be jogging in the morning,
yes,
because it's beautiful weather. You know that you will be swimming a lot and being on the beach. So it encourages to do much more than just laying down.
Well, it's really amazing, and I'm so thrilled to have you on. This was also the island of Curacao was named in 2013 one of the hot honeymoon spots. So I know many of you now have been planning weddings, especially in Illinois now that gay marriage is legal here, and in, you know, 19, 20 other states in the U.S. So great place to plan your honeymoon or plan your wedding. I'm sure Curacao, like all the other islands now, are getting, you know, already very adept at handling weddings long distance. And it's great to have a destination wedding. And sounds like for a same-sex wedding, Curacao would be a no-brainer as a wonderful beach wedding, destination wedding, if that's on your agenda as well. So, Andre, I hope to see you either in Chicago or Curacao again very, very soon. And everybody, please remember Curacao Gay Pride is September 24th through 28th. We gave away some trips to Curacao this year throughout our Idol competition, so some of our winners will be heading there. Maybe you will be heading there as well. I know I am crafting a trip already. It's probably going to be in the dead of winter, though, Andre, so get ready for me in like the really deep, deep winter of Chicago when I need to leave. And maybe we'll just do a podcast from you and I from a restaurant in Curacao. That would be really fun.
Okay.
I would enjoy that.
All right.
So check out Curacao, one of 2013 best islands in the Caribbean by Con Nast. And definitely check out our website. We'll have all of that linked, CuracaoPride.com, Curacao.com, with links to how you can plan the most special, wonderful, magical, unique vacation to a place where if you're LGBT or just one of our allies, it sounds like you're all going to have a fantastic time, no matter who you are, as long as you're there. Thanks, Andre, and enjoy island life. I hope to get there with you soon.
Oh, thank you. Let's make it happen. All right? Thank you for listening.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Well, everyone, I know now I need to plan. I need to go eat with Andre. I need to go visit at least two beaches a day. I wouldn't even, a week and a half, I couldn't even see all the beaches in Curacao. But and I definitely need to go get a Rosetta Stone and try to learn some language other than English. Thank God they speak English on the island. But honestly, they wouldn't need to speak English for me to love being in Curacao. I can already tell. I have been fully seduced, Andre. It has happened. I hope everybody has a great week. In upcoming weeks, I'll be telling you about my trip to Provincetown. Sitting on the couch with Mitchell Fain and reminiscing, and much, much more as we dive into the end of the month. I can't even believe how fast the summer has gone. I hope you all have a good week, and I'll see you or talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.